It's a live imaging Thursday. Mason in Ireland with Andy Kamenetsky sitting in for Johnny I. When's Johnny I back?
Back on Monday.
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. That was close. I was in the ballpark.
How is the wheel of fill and host gone so far?
Well, so far, let's see. We had Momo. We had Beto. We had Momo again. Now we have Andy Kamenetsky. No idea who it's going to be tomorrow.
It's me.
But it's going well. It's me. I like mixing it up a little bit. Like, I liked working with Beto.
Did you really, though?
I really
because, you know, he had something to prove.
Oh, no.
No, that
was me? No.
No, he had something. We did a bit last Thursday.
Oh, did you?
That
he had something to prove?
That you had told me he had something to prove, and he flipped out. It was great radio.
Here's what I want to know. You said that you love doing the live imaging for Travis and Slee.
We have it gives me pride. I really feel like I loosen Slee up.
Okay. And you really love doing live imaging
for Shidano. Well, I practically do a lot of the show with them because they don't let me out, and we have a lot of fun.
But you don't like doing live imaging for Mason and Ireland, is what you said. This is a direct quote from you just minutes ago, before the red light came on.
I heard it. I said it takes a lot out of me sometimes because I don't know which way you're going to go.
What do you mean, which way I'm going to go? I don't know which way I'm going to go.
Because between you and sometimes John will just pretend I'm not in the room, or he'll be like, Chris, stay here. And it's a game that lasts 27 minutes, and I have no clue what the answers are. Chris, do you remember in 1958 when Brooklyn came to LA? No, I don't remember, John, but I wasn't here, but let's play a game.
Yeah, this show's easy to live image. You just come in here and goof around.
It's so easy to get into your brain. Just like yesterday, I told Greg I'm going to do the Sox rejoin. And then we're gonna actually do the bit.
Right.
Because he won't.
Well, what's the Sox bit? Go ahead. Go ahead and lay out your stupid Sox theory.
I saw it on Instagram the other night, and I went, wow. Because here's the thing.
Describe what you saw.
You care. Even though you're kind of disheveled all the time.
I am disheveled. I dress like a flood victim.
It's on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know which hat is matching your T-shirt.
I always do.
Yeah. Which hoodie we're going to wear. What shorts. And then after about your kneecaps, it all goes away.
Because what?
We're throwing on tube socks from 1986. We've got shoes that really just, I mean, they don't pop.
They're the same shoes I've worn for 5 years.
But you don't have sneaker game.
I've never prized myself on sneaker game.
Mason doesn't have game, period, with his wardrobe.
Style game is not my game.
No, when Mason tries, though, he does.
No, but he has themes.
Remember at the beginning of 2020 when he was, like, dressed up every day, and then we got a pandemic. And
this is so sad. I had bought all new clothes
so amazing.
In February of 2020, and I started dressing nice every day, and then the pandemic hit. Then I was 270 pounds and it was over.
He came in every day dressed like Edward James Olmos in Stand to Deliver. And then the world stopped.
It all came to a halt.
On that note, everybody laughing, I enjoy when that happens. Mason and Ireland continues now.
Thank you.
Oh, are you going to talk about hanging it up?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I mean, anytime.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Trudell's ready.
Yeah, Trudell's ready to step in after yesterday, yeah. All right. So, Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Can still sing. Robert Plant, lead singer of Led Zeppelin. And he says, still has the voice. He can still hit it there, Tyler. He can still do the falsetto from Immigrant Song. Sings it just fine. But he has no desire to return to Led Zeppelin because he knows when it's time to walk away. And this is time to walk away for him. What do you think, Andy?
Well, I mean, first of all, Led Zeppelin, for all intents and purposes, doesn't exist anymore.
Correct.
It's just two living members, him and Jimmy Page. And
right.
While they are the two highest profile guys, it doesn't change the fact that it's not the same thing. He probably can still technically do it, but I imagine Robert Plant does not sound like the song remains the same 1970s
right.
Led Zeppelin. And when you're somebody like him, you think about, okay, I can do it, but why am I doing it?
So I guess the question is, how do you know when to walk away? I think is an eternal question for athletes, an eternal question for everybody, no matter what profession you're in. When do you say, that's enough?
Okay, this actually, when you guys sent me this story, I thought about Kobe. Mm. And before Kobe tore his Achilles,
yep.
I had always had a theory, and this was something I wanted to ask him about, but it was one of those things you needed to do it outside of a scrum.
Right.
It was just difficult to do that. I always thought that Kobe was going to leave earlier and retire than people expected.
Hmm.
And the reason was, like, you know, I thought maybe he would retire around 2015, 16, something like that.
Yeah, right.
Leaving a little
before
bit
before the Achilles.
Before the Achilles.
Kind of a peak.
Leaving something on the table.
And so that would have been what, 2011? 2012.
I thought maybe around 13 or 14.
13 or 14. Okay.
13 is, I believe, when he tore the Achilles. Okay. And once he tore the Achilles, that changed the math on everything because he was trying to prove he could come back.
Yes.
Like, prove it to himself. But Kobe always seemed to me, hearing him talk about this stuff, like somebody who played basketball in a very specific way for very specific reasons. And he would not want to be a different version of himself, even if that version was still good. It wasn't him.
Yes,
like, I remember,
yes.
Remember when Lamar Odom got made sixth man? In the beginning, he was upset about
this. Yes, did not like it.
No, he's openly upset about it. And I remember Kobe afterwards was doing a post-practice scrum, and he was asked about this, and he said that he actually thought this could be a great role for Lamar. He's like, you know, he gets to run his own unit. He's still going to close games. He's still going to be playing high-leverage games. I think he'd really be able to succeed. And I asked him, and I was really specific in the way I asked, could you ever picture yourself in that sort of role late in your career? And he just looks at me and goes, that's the dumbest question you've ever asked me.
Wow.
And basically that's him way of saying, no,
right.
I ain't doing that.
Do you want to hang around and be less than?
Right.
Is this, like, Robert Plant doesn't sound in 2022 like he sounded in 1975.
Of course he doesn't.
And why go out there with a lesser version of yourself, I guess, is the question. And we see that in sports all the time, whether it's Steve Carlton as a long reliever in Minnesota, or it's Willie Mays limping around the outfield, or it's, I mean, guys just hang around and sometimes hang around too long.
This is, to make it clear, we're not here yet, but this is the worry that some Laker fans would have with LeBron. Because even though LeBron is still playing at a high level, he is in relative decline. With availability, if nothing else.
Yeah, you know what's weird about with availability, but when he plays...
When he plays great.
Yeah.
But you're starting to see how all the years and the mileage and the responsibility has caught up to him physically. It has become taxing for him.
Sure.
And at some point, every athlete's body stops cooperating.
Mm-hmm.
And every, I think, Laker fans' fear would be the idea of, okay, LeBron in year 20, in year 21... Are we going to reach the place where his body just doesn't cooperate anymore?
Well, everybody reaches that point, right? And I guess LeBron is a descending player at this point in his career.
He absolutely is. It's relative.
Yeah.
He's still
great when he's out. It's just availability.
Right. But availability matters, though. And availability also reflects where your body's at. Because it's not just that LeBron gets injured. It's the amount of time it takes for his body to recover.
Right, but the thing with LeBron is, that's different from Robert Plant, for example, is when LeBron plays, he's 30 points a game, just a machine. Unbelievable.
Robert Plant is far further from his prime than LeBron is.
Like, yeah, that's true.
Again,
that's true. Yes.
Like, I'm not making the comparison of LeBron being a 75-year-old man or whatever. I'm just saying he is, in the scope of an athlete, he's closer to the 75-year-old man version of himself than the prime 1975 Robert Plant in this comparison.
Yes, it's funny to and if you want to ring through on any of this, 877-710-ESPN if you want to react. When I go back and I look at some famous actors, there are two in particular that walked away and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to be remembered as, you know, my full self and not sort of a carbon copy, lesser than version. Sean Connery walked away. Gene Hackman walked away. Michael Caine walked away.
Okay, really quick. Yes, you are correct about that. Gene Hackman is, I believe, in New Mexico, just painting.
Yes.
Just got a tweet from the folks over at Rhino Records.
Okay.
You know, the great records, great record store. There are three living members of Led Zeppelin. Please don't kill John Paul Jones. Incredible musician, by the way. They're correct. In my head.
Yes.
I hope I have this one right. I was thinking of The Who. I believe I was thinking of The Who.
Right.
I'm pretty sure John Entwistle is no longer with us. My apologies if he is.
You're just killing people.
I am just killing people left and right.
That guy's gone.
Again, thank you to Rhino. Rhino's awesome. I really appreciate it. Love your guys' work.
Wouldn't you put Daniel Day-Lewis in that, too? He walked away.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, although I've never believed that he's really walked away for good.
He hasn't done anything.
No, I mean, he's made very few movies in his career, right? Relatively speaking. It's not like Daniel Day-Lewis was cranking out blockbusters at some point.
He went from being really prolific to doing a movie like once every 5 or 6 years.
Yes, yes. And then he goes and learns to cobble shoes in Italy something.
Well, he's probably retiring because it's exhausting for him. He puts so much into the research for every role.
Right.
I mean, he really like kills himself to do this stuff. You know when he did the Gangs of New York movie?
Yes.
So good.
Okay. Such a great movie.
Remember how his character, Bill the Butcher, has that glass eye?
Yes.
He actually put like a, I don't know exactly. Like
a contact lens?
No, it's like a film over his eye so he could do the knife tapping in his
no
eye.
No
yes
way.
Yes. Like that was not just like a fake eye. That was his
he had like a shell
eye
over his eye so that
yes
he could.
Oh, yes. God. I mean, you know, he learned to.
He
like,
learned to paint with his left foot.
Yes, he learned to paint with his left foot for Last of the Mohicans. He learned how to like skin his own animals and trap them and canoeing.
You
all
only
that
need
stuff
to go so far. So you get a little too methody there.
He's
a little too. See, if I ever can't be like full strength me, then I'll walk away. That's when you know to walk away. When you can't deliver what you've always delivered during the course of your career, it's probably best to walk away. If I come in here and I suck for 5 days in a row, I'm out.
Have you ever questioned whether you still got it?
Yeah, I have. I think I've got something different than I used to have. What do you want, Morales? I have something different than I used to have. I'm not delivering the same. What is it? What is funny?
Gray could hear my laugh through steel doors in the other room when you said, if I'm ever not delivering full strength, I'll hang it up.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Go on.
What are you talking about?
It sets itself up.
No, well, it sets itself up, but I'm being honest.
I think at this point.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Thank you.
The station would be lost without you.
Thank you.
John, eh.
No, John too.
But let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
You're 3 day Mace.
What's 3 day Mace?
I'm 3 day CMM these days.
What does that mean? You only work 3 days a week?
We're only great 3 days a week. The other
well,
2 days were eh.
I would argue it's really hard for anybody to be great 5 days a week.
Our eh is better than most people's normal.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
let's not pretend that we're any of us are doing 5 days great stuff in here.
Disagree.
3 day Mace.
Disagree. I'm not 3 day Mace.
3 day Mace.
Not 3 day Mace.
You're not 5 day Cappy.
5 day Cappy?
5 day Cappy.
Well, Cappy's just that all the time.
3 day Mace.
Three day Mace.
2 day Slee.
Only 2 days for Slee. That's rough, man.
That's going to come up in
that's
the next
gonna
meeting.
That's going to come up. That's going to come up.
He's going to have lunch with Amanda tomorrow.
Yeah, another lunch with Amanda. I'm mad at CMM. All right, coming back next, would you be willing to volunteer to work at a fast food restaurant? I'm going to ask you that question
okay
next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Thursday, Mason in Ireland.
3 day Chris.
3 day CMM, if you're going to say it.
3 day CMM.
By the way, tonight, you know, Corporate Greg, that text is coming. Hey, great to see you today, but let's back off on the 3 day Mace bit. And I'll just write, got it, Mace, no problem.
You really think there's going to be that email?
Text.
Text? You think there's going to be that text?
Sometimes
that
those texts
somehow
come
you're getting under my skin, you're hurting my feelings,
I know
you're
what,
in
I
my
know
head, you're not.
I'm like Don Drysdale. So, I know how to pump that chin music.
There's no room in my head, man. There's no room in my head for you.
If you didn't say anything, you were going to send the text.
There's no way I was going to send that text.
Just
I don't
like
care
when Greg called last week, hey, I think the Love Boat drop is just a little much.
I do.
No, yesterday during Crosstalk, you said you liked it now.
As long as it's my version of the Love Boat.
Yeah, but you don't do
theme
it right.
Sure I
Love
do.
Love Boat!
Love Boat!
No! It's like a
how
wounded,
is that not exactly
it's like a
the
wounded dog
thing
when you say
no
it.
No! Love Boat!
That one is a little bit better.
That
you gotta really get into it, though. It's like, Love Boat!
Love yeah Boat! Love Boat!
That was better.
That was a little bit better.
Yeah. So, Cap,
what is your issue with Kaplan's voice being in your open?
I think it's fine
back
as long
in the
as
old morning show. Wait a minute. Here's the thing. Back in the old morning show opens, yeah, we used to have you in there.
Really?
Because you called us the morning zoo, or Keyshawn's morning zoo. Keyshawn's we had that drop in the open every morning.
Look, I didn't intend it to be a gigantic deal.
Well, obviously,
I would like
so,
to be,
you were so upset that Greg decided to call me.
I would like to be in their rejoin.
See, okay. It came from me
yeah
at that point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then
well, you know, here's the thing. I go to Greg last week, uh-huh, and I say very calmly, very casually, hey, can you do me a favor? Let's not have the Cappy Love Boat thing in the middle of our open because it's our show and we'll do the Love Boat thing later on. And Bergman's like, okay, I'll take care of it.
But here's the thing.
Next thing you know, it blows up into a gigantic conversation.
You called
on the show
me that afternoon as well. Correct. And we were on the phone for 25 minutes. You could have just mentioned it to me then, but you didn't.
If I mention it to you, it's going straight to the air.
Like it just did?
That's the problem with you. You can't tell Chris Morales anything without it coming back and biting
you
in the ass.
If you said not for air, I wouldn't have. You know that.
No, I don't.
But you gave it to Corporate Greg, and then he was shaking on the phone when he said it, so I knew.
Shaking? No, all I said was like,
hey,
let's take
it. It's Greg.
That is the same voice for every person that you know that's not you.
I don't have a lot of voices, man. Three days.
It's Julian. It's Rachel.
Three days CMM.
Mason and Ireland. God, I love you. I do enjoy doing live imaging with you.
Oh, thank you. Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Mason and Ireland continues right now.
All right. So, Andy, are you a Chick-fil-A guy?
Not really.
No?
No.
So, there's a North Carolina Chick-fil-A that is asking for volunteers who would be paid in chicken instead of money to work at the drive-thru. The store manager says, we are looking for volunteers for our new drive-thru express. Earn 5 free entrees per shift, 1 hour worked. Message us for details. So in other words, you get 5 free chicken sandwiches for 1 hour of work at this North Carolina Chick-fil-A. I actually kind of think it's worth it for 1 hour of work. Don't you?
It's not terrible.
5 chicken sandwiches for 1 hour of work.
Here's what I would say. As the worker, you're being exploited.
Yeah.
Because I know that the overhead for those 5 sandwiches is not worth the labor that you're getting from that worker.
Right.
That being said, though, the value of those sandwiches being, you know, the selling value of it, is probably more than your hourly if you worked 1 hour at Chick-fil-A. So you would be coming out ahead in terms of the value of those sandwiches.
That is true. More than
your paycheck.
Paid for hour, right?
Right. Like you could turn around and sell those sandwiches and make more money than you would have gotten paid.
That just seems like too much work. I'm going to work at the Chick-fil-A, then I'm going to turn around and sell the sandwiches
Money. But here's the thing, though. If you can manage to sell those sandwiches at, you know, price point?
I don't know what you're trying to say. What am I? Who am I?
Like, upsold.
Who am I, like Kreskin? I'm like reading your mind?
What I don't know. I'm blanking on the vocab. If you jack up the price enough on that sandwich and sell enough of them, it could be worth your time for 1 hour a day. It's a little bit of work.
Just 1 hour a day.
Right. It's some work.
You can feed the family. 5 sandwiches.
You could feed the family or... you could make enough money selling those sandwiches. You
selling them out of your trunk.
You take them out to dinner.
Yeah, yeah. All right, here's exhibit number 1 million of what's wrong with us. So Papa John's. And is Papa John's an advertiser before I get started on this?
I don't think currently.
Okay, not currently. So Papa John's has created this brand new item. It's called a pizza bowl. So what they've done...
Yeah, I saw this.
This is disgusting. So what they've done is they've made a crust bowl. And then in the crust, they put sauce and cheese and sausage and whatever you want. So basically, I guess you take a spoon and you go into the crust bowl and you eat a spoon of just the pepperoni and the sausage and the sauce and the cheese, as opposed to eating the stuff actually on the bread. Aren't we slobs?
See, I thought this was more no crust at all. Like, they were basically doing, like, the keto version or, like, the Atkins version of a pizza.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so it's called the Papa Bowl.
Right.
Comes in garden veggie, chicken Alfredo. That's not healthy. And Italian meats. That's not healthy.
I thought this was basically their version of, like, truly gluten-free. I may be wrong, but that's what I thought it was. Like, no crust whatsoever. Because to me, if you're going to put
it's designed as a healthy alternative to pizza. How can that be a healthy alternative to pizza?
Well, it's got fewer carbs. We're a carb-conscious
society. Oh, so this is for people that are doing, like,
again,
keto,
like an Atkins
and all that.
Like, that's what it struck me. Because in reading about this, Mr. John, the Papa John man.
Papa John.
Right. He was saying that during the pandemic, he felt like pizza sales went up. They're still doing well over at Papa John's, but they've started to dip back a bit. And he feels like there's kind of pizza fatigue because during the pandemic, everybody had to order out so much.
Everybody did order pizza, yeah.
So what he was trying to do was find that sweet spot of people still ordering from Papa John's but not feeling burnt out on a full pizza experience. So he's just giving you the ingredients without the actual crust experience, or like without a thick crust.
Right, right.
It's less of a bread-heavy, carb-heavy pizza.
So I, of if you go commercial pizza, pizza chains, what pizza do you order?
Pizza chains?
In other words, not
right.
I'm not talking about like your local pizzeria.
Probably Domino's.
Domino's.
It's simple. They're reliable. They got the fun app. The app's fun. You get to track the pizza.
I don't use the app.
Well, the app's fun.
For Domino's.
It's fun with kids.
I'm not a Papa John's. I'm not a Domino's. What are you, Bergman?
So my daughter, Riley, loves Pizza Hut. It's all she ever gets.
Pizza Hut's really good.
She will not eat anything but Pizza Hut. I get a Michi's. I like Amici's.
But that's not a...
It's absolutely a chain.
That's a chain?
It's
I've
a massive chain, yeah. Amici's is delicious, too. Mm. And by the way, what's wrong with the pizza bowl? How is it any different than Chipotle doing a... Instead of a burrito, they make you a burrito bowl. It's the same thing.
But there's meat and stuff. This is just scooping up pizza toppings with a spoon and shoving them in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what you do with a burrito bowl.
Right, but a burrito bowl is basically everything but the tortilla because most burritos have rice in them, and all those burrito bowls have
rice-based.
It's what?
It's rice-based.
Yeah,
you're having
rice-based
meal.
Listen to Tyler. Absolutely it's not. Rice-based. No. I like Tyler. He's going along with everything I say.
By the way, I get something from Chipotle every time where it's not rice-based. It's actually lettuce-based. So it's still the same type of thing.
Yeah. All right. I find it disgusting. I find it disgusting.
It's very similar.
They're not fooling anybody.
No,
like the idea
not.
That this is healthy, this is not healthy.
No. It's not a healthy
like
old. I don't even know if that works. I don't even know if keto works. Like, Bergman, do you do keto?
I do not. I know that Morales does keto, and so does Lindsay.
Lindsay does keto?
She does keto.
I think Sedano may do keto, too.
He might. He does more of the intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. I don't believe in intermittent fasting.
I thought one of those times, because remember Marcellus lost a ton of weight.
Yes.
Before the marquee race. I thought he went keto.
Maybe.
I may be wrong, but I think Marcellus went keto. Whatever he did, it worked. Marcellus looked great.
He did. But, Bergman, there is no scientific evidence that intermittent fasting works.
You know what the scientific evidence is?
What?
Me losing 20 pounds.
It's just you eating less.
Well, yeah, it is eating
you
less.
You counting your calories. It has nothing
to do
with
intermittent fasting.
Well, that was
part of it. The intermittent fasting of not eating all day, actually, it made a big difference. It actually, like, shrinks your stomach, so I don't have to... I don't
and what's
feel
your
like
weight right now?
187, probably.
What's your weight in? Oh, you're skinny.
What about you? Where are you at now?
I am at 2078.
So basically 208 still.
Yeah, basically 208.
Okay. All right. But we'll give you that 7.
Yeah, I saw the 7. That's what exciting to me today.
You carry it well, though.
I saw that. I don't carry it well at all. Did you see me getting slapped in the face with the tortilla? And Lisa Ireland said, who's the fat guy you're working
wow.
with?
That's like, such a funny story.
But that was before,
yeah, that's
though,
funny to you.
But that was before you started losing weight.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm necessarily going to pass the Lisa Ireland test yet. She's tough. She's tough.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, that famous joke I was just going to tell you. It's you. We're talking on the radio now.
Oh. No, it's not that I don't like him. I think he does good bits.
No, you're all over Clinton. You come in, you're Clinton Yates, this, Clinton Yates,
well,
that. You
I
don't
saw
like
that he's
Clinton
already
Yates
here.
For some reason. What's wrong? I love Clinton Yates.
It's not that I dislike him. It's just that he's here.
You're anti-CY.
No. See, CY, I think, is a five-day CY when he's here. Unlike us that are 3 days, like 3-day Mace, 3-day Chris. I think he's 5-day CY.
Well, so why are you upset that he's here?
I'm not upset.
He's showing up to play.
You're the one that came in here
and said, Clinton Yates is already
here. It's not the first time, Chris, that you've pointed out that Clinton's here.
No.
It's not the first time.
I did that today about like our fun and frivolity yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope he teaches us something today.
Like soccer? Did you know that soccer stadiums, the field's not the same?
The pitch.
And we can't call it a field?
Every pitch is different.
I didn't know every pitch was different.
Yeah, I learned that from Professor Yates.
It's like every snowflake's not the same,
doctorate in soccer. Yes, not every snowflake the same.
Who knew? We are about 10 minutes away, give or take,
from
the great Jacob Imrani in here for Game of Games in person on a live imaging Thursday.
Yes.
Well, that's why Jacob's here.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that.
He was here to sue one of us?
He was going to serve us with paperwork?
I thought maybe one of us was getting sued. He was
going
to help us out.
No, Jacob plays once
a
week now. Yeah.
I got into an accident this morning, so he's just here to help
me
out.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No. But he would help me out, though, if I did.
Because Greg texts a lot while he drives.
No, do you?
I do not. I would never do such a thing.
I do text a lot.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
But I do it using Siri.
No, he does, too. Except sometimes the Siri's not right.
So, right, Siri screws stuff up all the time.
Yeah.
Only say that in front of Jacob when you guys are alone. Then it's like client-lawyer confidentiality.
Correct.
If you say this on the air, everybody knows.
No, this is privileged.
I don't believe it's privileged on air.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Mason in Ireland with Andy Kamenetsky continues right now.
All right, so we got Game of Games coming up for you. Andy, I pulled out, and these get updated all the time. So you know I'm a Rams fan, love the Rams. I'm not going on Friday because I don't go to exhibition games.
Right.
If Matthew Stafford isn't going to go, I'm not going to go.
Is there a Ramilly still at SoFi?
For this game?
Period.
Oh, God, yes, there's a Ramilly.
Okay. I didn't know how the seating worked. I didn't know if everything transferred over. So the Ramilly is still
Oh, man, the Ramilly has never been bigger, never been louder, never been prouder, man.
How has the Ramilly been handling this offseason? There's so much anticipation defending the championship.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be the schedule, really, really tough.
Tough schedule.
10 home games, got to love that. There are things about the schedule that I think are very, very scary. It's like we draw Kansas City and we draw Tampa Bay and we've got a really, really tough schedule. At the same time, and yesterday the word out of Rams camp was Matthew Stafford, tendonitis in the elbow. It's going to be okay. He played with it last year. He'll play with it this year. So less concern now about Stafford. I think Cam Akers is going to have a monster year. I think Allen Robinson's going to have a great year. I think Cooper Kupp's going to just pick up where he left off.
Cooper Kupp is the real deal. I mean, you could just – here's the thing. Like, last year was obviously a career year for him, but he was progressing in this direction.
Yes.
I didn't predict the season that he had last year because it's, like, one of the best wide receiver seasons in recent history.
Yep.
But he was moving in a direction where you could see him as a number one. So it doesn't feel fluky at all.
No, it does not feel fluky to me either. Although – I think it feels fluky to John Ireland. Cooper Kupp seems fluky to John Ireland, don't you think?
Yeah, I think maybe a little bit, but it felt more so for Beto. Beto was thought it was very fluky.
Yeah, very
fluky. On Tuesday.
Yeah, when he was here on Tuesday.
But, I mean, it doesn't happen very often that a receiver has that type of year 2 years in a row.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's going to have a big year. I don't think he's going to win the Triple Crown this year, but I'm going to take him number one in my fantasy football league. Number one overall.
That is not a terrible pick. That is not a terrible pick. For a number one overall.
You know, it's weird. Fantasy football has gotten much more about receivers than it is about running backs.
Well, here's the thing. Are you in a PPR league or not?
No, not a PPR league.
Okay,
because they're Cooper Kupp's really
valuable.
If
you're not in a PPR league, I might be a little more hesitant to take him number one overall. I still don't think it's a
Who would you take number one overall?
I would want to take a running back number one
Jonathan
overall.
Taylor.
Probably Jonathan Taylor.
Cooper Kupp's in everybody's top five. Jonathan Taylor is most likely number one. I just always worry about more so running backs repeating their season as opposed to wide receivers repeating their
season. I will say this. I had Cooper Kupp in my league last year.
Oh.
And I didn't win. I got deep in the playoffs. I did not win. But I got him, I believe, in the fifth round.
Wow. That's not going to happen this year.
No, it will not.
Not going to happen.
The thing about wide receiver, though, is that you can get another good wide receiver deeper in the draft.
Can you, though?
Yeah. Well, every quarterback throws for 400 yards every game. They throw for 4,000 yards
on
the season.
Let me say this. Quarterbacks are interchangeable. I'm not a big believer in drafting a quarterback high because there are a lot of quarterbacks who can deliver, you know, 4,500 yards and 28 touchdowns.
Right, which goes towards the wide receiver. Whereas there's not a lot of running backs that are going to be able to put up 1,000-yard. You got to find the right one. There's not very many of them. So if you go after a guy like Jonathan Taylor, you have a better shot at it.
there's less replication
yes.
at Jonathan Taylor's position. With
Correct.
Quarterbacks, I will say, the ones that are truly valuable are the ones that can run. If, you know, a guy like Kyler Murray, a guy like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes,
right.
those are the guys that, to me, separate themselves from maybe even some quarterbacks who are better than them in real life.
But I would never take a quarterback in the first round. Ireland took Patrick Mahomes last year in the first round, and I thought that was a reach.
He's really productive.
Would you take a quarterback in the first round?
In the first round? Depends on where I draft.
Yeah,
no Not
way.
First overall or second overall. Probably deeper in there.
I play in a two-quarterback league.
Yes.
And in the two-quarterback league, you have to get a great quarterback.
You need one great one?
You have to have one great one. Like, if you have two okay quarterbacks, two solid, you're going to get killed in this league.
Okay, well, let me ask you. What distinguishes great quarterback? What's the...
From a fantasy standpoint?
Yeah, yeah.
Either crazy yards or, like I said, the running yards. The running yards are just cheap points.
Yes.
Like a guy like Kyler Murray.
Josh Allen, Mahomes,
sure. Lamar Jackson. The guys that you can reasonably count on for 50 to 60 rushing yards, maybe a rushing touchdown. And a rushing touchdown in our league is worth more than a passing. Like, those are the quarterbacks that become really valuable in fantasy.
It's also high touchdown rates to low interception rates, where you can find that balance there.
Right. I figure I'll go Cooper Kupp and then pick up two running backs on the way back at the other end of the snake. Whatever's best.
It's going to be tough. There's not going to be a lot there.
Yeah, there's not going to be a lot there. I agree.
A lot of guys are going to go with a lot of the running backs.
You know
backs
what? I agree.
There.
I would say this. If you're going to do that strategy, if there are better wide receivers than there are running backs there, I would take the second, maybe even third receiver.
Receiver.
Because if a guy is a better play week to week at receiver than your running back, just go with strength. Go with the best guys you can play.
Right.
As opposed to thinking about roster balance. Because if nothing else, you can find a guy to trade for a running back.
I've taken a page out of John Ireland's book, and I'm doing mock drafts. Online, have you ever done mock drafts for fun?
No, I never have.
Okay. So I've been doing mock drafts. Oh, Tyler's like, yeah, I do mock drafts.
Mock drafts are where it's at.
Yeah,
you seem like a mock draft guy.
Yeah, Tyler's a mock.
Here's the thing with mock drafts, though, okay. And you have to be very careful.
All right,
a lot of people go in there carelessly,
mm-hmm.
so it's not a good. You're not getting a good vision of how
people
things
are just
pan out.
Throwing exactly. names out.
Rounds
yeah.
one and two may be legitimate, but anything beyond that is just a crapshoot.
Because I had one last night where we have a 12-team league, and I got Cooper Kupp at number one, and then I got Najee Harris at number two on the way back at number 24.
That's really good.
Pretty good.
I doubt you would get Najee Harris at 24, but
nope.
if you could, that's really good.
Worked last night.
On a mock draft.
But to Tyler's point,
very careful.
Yeah. People are just like casually throwing
going
names
with a game
out.
Plan, by all means.
Tyler, what are you? You're like a fantasy football
love,
nerd, aren't
I
you?
I love fantasy sports, man.
Do
but
you?
Seriously, take a good picture of how the first two rounds pan out, because
yep.
those are going to be the most realistic.
Doesn't Tyler sound smart?
He does
anything
sound really
beyond
smart.
It's
like almost I'll do what he says just because he sounds smart.
Well, the glasses help.
The glasses make a difference.
It is the glasses.
It's almost like he's speaking
I've been told the beard helps, too.
British.
Yeah, it's very. You know what? You look like a young Jim Lampley, the professor, right now with the glasses and the beard. No, it's a professorial look.
Yeah,
it's a professorial look.
Professorial, yes.
Thank
professorial
you.
Look.
But in all seriousness, rounds one and two, legit, beyond that.
So, okay, so you're a fantasy football nerd. What do you think of Cooper Kupp at number one?
I don't hate it.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily – I've always been a running back first guy.
Yes.
I've definitely never been a quarterback first guy.
In a PPR, it is totally justifiable to take Cooper Kupp number one overall.
100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, but you said you're not playing PPR.
Not playing PPR.
Okay.
Not playing PPR. That's something to think about.
Be careful.
All right, there's Tyler. Tyler could be our fantasy football expert this year.
Let's do it.
Tyler, you want to be our fantasy football expert?
I'm 100% in.
The local Field Yates.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right.
There I don't need invitations.
Professor
anymore.
Tyler.
Yeah, I'll just be here.
All right. Coming up next for you, we're going to do Game of Games. It is always fun to do Game of Games when Jacob and Ronnie is here. He is going to play with us. Bergman, whose game is it today?
It is my game.
Bergman's game. So we will do that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hold on. There we go. It is Live Imaging Thursday. Game of Games time on Mason and Ireland. George Sedano is in the building. He's coming up. Sedano's back from vacation in about 15 minutes.
Nice.
Don't miss that. But you know who else is in the building? The great Jacob M. Roddy.
Yes.
The proud new sponsor of Game of Games. Of course, Game of Games powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB.
Accident.
Orangery, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob. That's 844-24-JACOB. Take it away, Mace.
All right. Thank you very much, Christopher Morales. And we got Game of Games today. Jacob, great to see you. How you? I saw you Tuesday night at LAFC. Had a great time in your suite.
You know what? What a great night to hang out with you, and I'm so glad I'm back here. Favorite time of the week for me.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So it's Greg Bergman's game. I understand you had a rough time the last time we did Game of Games.
You left me alone here.
Yes.
And, I had Momo here. I had John. And then, my God, Greg, he just bulldozed us. So I'm hoping for a much, much better performance
today.
Well,
I think you'll like today's game because, Greg, I think it has to do with the Lakers.
It does have to do with the Lakers. And I used both Lakers.com and RealGM to make this game. So it's according to that. Don't get mad at me if something's wrong by any means.
So I'm playing, Jacob's playing, Andy Kamenetsky, Bergman, and Tyler.
Yeah, I'm doing the game Tyler's playing.
Okay,
so this is called What's My Number, which is great for you, Mace.
Why are you doing this to me?
So the Lakers have a bunch of brand new dudes on the roster, but do we know what number they wear, though? I'll give you the number or the name, and you have to tell me either the player or the number.
Is it multiple choice?
It is multiple choice, so everybody will have a chance to answer. All right, so we're going to start with number one. Max Christie. Is it A, 10, B, 11, or C, 9? Mason, you'll go first.
11.
Let's go to AK.
10.
Okay, and let's go to Jacob.
10.
Tyler.
9 was an option, right?
9 was an option.
I'm taking 9.
9 is not the right answer. AK and Jacob got it right. It's number 10. Nice job.
Excellent. So Jacob's on the board. Andy's on the board. All right.
All right.
Much better than last week.
Yeah. All right. Starting on the right track. Okay, here we go. Number 2. The number is 30. 30 is the number. So is that A, Juan Toscano-Anderson, B, Thomas Bryant, or C, Damian Jones? We'll start with AK.
Give me the choices one more time.
Juan Toscano-Anderson, Thomas Bryant, or Damian Jones?
JTA.
Okay. And let's go to Jacob.
Damian Jones.
And Tyler?
Damian Jones.
And Mace?
Thomas Bryant.
The answer is Damian Jones.
Oh!
And Jacob is in the lead. He's got 2. Tyler's got 1. AK has got 1 as well. And AK, I'm a little disappointed in you.
Oh, yeah. He had been 30 the last time.
He was
time
always
around,
number 30. He was always number 30.
I don't know if Damian Jones always gets to keep his number. Jacob, no disrespect.
Jacob 2, Andy 1, Tyler 1, me none.
Yep. All right, number 3. The number is number 1. Number 1. So is it either A, Troy Brown Jr., B, Scottie Pippen Jr., or C, Lonnie Walker IV? Jacob, we'll start with you.
Scottie Brown. I mean, no, Scottie Brown.
Those are two different people.
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Tyler.
I also think it's Scottie Pippen Jr.
Mace.
Troy Brown Jr.
And AK.
Lonnie Walker.
Again, Jacob and Tyler get it right. Whoa! Jacob is 3 for 3.
3 for 3.
He is number 1, according to these.
There you go, Jacob. You're on a roll now.
He knows his Lakers.
So far, so good.
All right. Number 4, we're going to start with Tyler on this one. Juan Toscano-Anderson. Juan Toscano-Anderson, JTA, as AK like to call him. Number 93, 96, or 95?
Wow.
95.
Okay. And Mason?
93.
AK.
95.
And Jacob.
95.
95 is the right answer. Mace, you are currently 0-for at the moment.
Can I just say, I have never gotten any numbers right for any player in any era in all of history.
Here's the thing, Mace. There's only 7 of these, and you are in danger of getting the Curtis.
It is as hard to miss all 7 as it is to get all 7 right.
It's absolutely
right. I
got
to tell you, love my new Lakers. That's what I got to
tell you. So look, you might run right through this.
If anybody has doubted whether or not Jacob is truly a super fan, he's proving it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that for the last 2, Tyler. We'll get to that at some point. Number 5, we're going to start with Mace on this one. Number 21. Who is number 21? Is that Cole Swider, Troy Brown Jr., or Jay Huff?
Eventually, there's going to be a Troy Brown Jr., so that's the way I'll go.
AK?
Swider.
Jacob?
Swider.
And Tyler? Damn.
I mean, I got to go Swider, right?
The answer is Swider. Cole Swider's amazing.
Jacob
is 0-for-5.
A friggin' ringer in here.
This game, I guess, fits Jacob.
I hate this game.
As he is a Lakers sponsor.
This is what happened to you last week.
Oh, my God.
He's like Rain Man with this.
I'm gonna sit right next to you, bud.
All right, so for these last 2, since you are in the lead, Jacob, we're going to make you go first. So this is going to be number four. So this is the sixth question, but the number four. Is that A, Javonte McCoy, B, Lonnie Walker the fourth, or C, Fabian White?
Lonnie Walker.
Tyler.
I mean, I was going to say Lonnie Walker before you said Lonnie Walker. So I'm going the fourth. He's got to be number four.
Okay, Mace.
Well, just to get on the board, I'll say Lonnie Walker four.
All right, and AK?
Boy, that feels like on the nose going with Lonnie Walker
four. Doesn't it?
I'll say Lonnie Walker.
Good thing you did, because it is number four.
Yeah.
Lonnie Walker the fourth, number four. Yeah.
No.
Right.
Jacob, right. You know all these, don't you?
Yes. He actually doesn't. Well, you do have to go first on this one.
I'm a Laker fan.
But he's gotten everyone right.
He's gotten everyone
he's
right.
Won the
he's
game,
six
correct?
For six. No,
yeah.
No, because Tyler has five.
Okay.
So Tyler has to go different to eat just to get the win.
Tyler, are you just guessing, tie. Or are you just doing what Jacob's doing?
Next question, please.
All right. All right, this is the last one. You do have to go first, Jacob. Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant is at A, number 11, B, number 31, or C, 41?
31.
Tyler, you have to go different to get into the tiebreaker.
This game's over, man. 41.
Okay. Mace?
I will go 31.
AK?
I believe it is 31.
It is 31, and Jacob goes 7 for 7.
Wow. Jacob, 7 Wow.
I mean, this wasn't like super easy by any means
no,
whatsoever.
That was tough, man.
I do have a tiebreaker question, so let's do that one.
Okay,
let's see if you
just
can get this.
Fun.
Let's see.
If you get this right on, Jacob, I'm going to be most impressed. All right, all right, so yeah. LeBron James is currently 7th place in total assists all time in the NBA. Magic Johnson is 6th. How many is LeBron away from passing Magic for 6th all time? And Jacob, you can go first. It's closest without going over. If you get this on the number, I swear.
No, I won't. Don't worry. I would say 1,000.
Okay, let's go, Mace.
I will say 250.
AK?
111.
And Tyler?
I'm going to go middle of the playing field, 350 points.
You all went over, so let's try that again.
Okay.
Even 111 went over. So, Jacob, go again.
I will say 30.
30, okay. Mace?
I will say 45.
45. AK?
59.
59. And Tyler?
I'm going high at 62.
62. 62 is going to be the closest.
Oh!
95. He is 95 assists away
wow.
from passing Magic Johnson for 6th all-time in NBA
wow.
history.
Wow, almost there.
So, Jacob, you're a so – Jacob wins the game.
Jacob wins the game. That's
that?
Two Jacob's for this month for Jacob.
Two wins
Thank
this
you.
Month.
Thank you. You know, it's a good feeling.
He's got a high purr.
Yeah.
He just
yeah.
comes in once a week, wins the game, walks out.
Yep.
You should have sat in my seat last week. You
so,
would have felt.
So, Jacob, what do you think of the extension?
You know, I'm loving the fact that he went ahead and committed for 2 years. I know that a lot of people are looking at the second year being an actual player option.
Yep.
But I do believe that, you know, the conversation's always been he wants to keep his options open. He wants to be able to have an opportunity. That's a third year. If Bronny does come in, he wants to play elsewhere.
Yep.
From another standpoint, though, you know, he's also putting a little bit of pressure on the team.
Yep.
To make sure that they continue to get better. And, you know, that's something he hasn't done to the Lakers. He signed a 4, then he signed a 2.
Yep.
And now, you know, he is getting towards the end of his career, even though at a very high rate. But he's going to put pressure on him, and I got no problems with that.
So are you optimistic about the season?
I'm a lot more optimistic about the season than a lot of other people are, because I think one of the biggest issues we had last year was youth and speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the things that they really went out there, and they definitely did something about. You know, now, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks, whether a trade occurs or not, but I think the tides could turn if they can make one of those trades and, you know, bring a little bit more excitement to what a lot of people are looking at. I don't think a lot of people are high on it.
Yep.
But, you know, as a fan, no matter what happens every year, I'm coming into it and I'm positive.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, listen, thank you for coming in, man. We appreciate it. Game of Games, we are excited to tell you. Brought to you by our friend Jacob Imrani. If you are involved in any kind of accident, any kind of injury, you want somebody that will not just fight for you, but will also win for you, and that is Jacob. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB.
Accident. For injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Jacob, great seeing you, man.
Appreciate
Thanks for
you
coming
guys.
In.
You're awesome. Thank
awesome,
you.
Man. All right, so we're going to start Super Crosstalk here in a minute. Sedano's back today. Sedano, and apparently in the building.
He had a long vacation.
Yes. Well, good. He deserves it.
He does deserve it.
I never begrudge anybody for getting their vacation days in.
Clearly. Oh.
Yes. Who am I to judge someone else for taking vacation?
I feel like you judge people more for showing up to work than actually taking a vacation.
You're here today?
Sucker.
We talked about quiet quitting earlier. All right, Shinano is here and Cappy is here.
In
How exciting
studio.
Is that? How Lumber. Exciting is that? All right. Right now, Tyler, let's go ahead and hit the super stager. Andy?
Love Bird.
Nice. Greg?
Love
Bird. Tyler?
Love Bird.
Me?
Love Bird. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
getting
good. Getting
what's with the Cappy sir? Sonano's going to be here in a minute. So yeah. What's with the sunglasses?
I don't know. It's like bright in here. Like it's the sun outside. My God, it's
you
so bright.
You need sunglasses in here? You're like Nicholson in
it's
here?
It's so bright in here.
Well, you can turn the lights off when I leave.
I don't usually jump in on Supercross. I just wanted to give an update.
Yep.
Sedano's in his dressing room getting ready. He's probably about 5 minutes away from joining you.
True.
Okay?
Wow.
He looks
joking.
Great, though. We're
not joking.
We're just talking a little bit. He's relaxing, getting ready, okay?
Good God.
So Mr. Sedano will be here in about
it's
5 minutes.
Just radio.
He's nervous, though, today because he hadn't been on the air in like a year.
Oh, he'll fall right back in.
I mean, everybody busts your chops all the time about the vacation.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen anybody take a longer vacation than what George Sedano just
I would told? Like to say, again, I don't begrudge anyone for taking vacations. Cappy.
I know. I have guilt. I have vacation guilt.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't know why you do. Everybody's entitled to it. By the way, the big thing about vacation is you're better when you come back. You know, it's like it lets some of the angst and some of the anxiety and some of that stuff go. You get it clear.
Makes
and then
your
you're
life
back.
Feel more balanced.
Yeah.
So when you're at work, you don't feel like you're overworked. You don't feel burnt out, all that stuff. Take a vacation, Cap.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing. No balance. Don't have the good balance.
You don't seem like a balanced guy.
Now, are you still like letting her rip in terms of everything, eating, drinking, smoking,
yeah,
all that stuff. You're all over that.
I haven't stopped any of it yet. Today, I'm taking small steps. Today, I eliminated cheese and mayonnaise.
Do you eat a lot of mayonnaise?
Not a lot at all. Very, very, very rarely.
I'll eliminate mayonnaise. Yeah. That's easy.
Very rarely. But there was a thing that I was doing today. I was like, you know, a little mustard and mayo would be delicious. And then I was like, you know what? Don't do the mayo.
Yeah, it's a good
Don't
plan.
Do the cheese. Do the mustard and the pickles. And I've got like a new, I'm trying to go with like some new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So then I don't have the desire for the things that I think I'm supposed to have.
So what's the new flavor?
Well, like pickles and mustard.
Mm.
You don't like that?
Mm-mm.
I like pickles and mustard.
Ooh, pickles and mustard?
Yeah.
Do you eat a lot of cheese normally too?
Not really.
So you're not really giving up anything.
You're not giving
That's
up anything.
True.
You're
I've
giving
up
two
nothing.
Things that you don't even
Correct.
Eat.
That's true. That is true.
It's quite the sacrifice.
Yes, I'm really trying to deprive myself. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what willpower, Cap?
I am you're, never going to
eat really
these
exampled
things
all
I never
of us.
Eat.
Yeah, right. Let me serve as an example. If I can quit cheese and mayo, something I never use.
What else do you hate that you're giving up?
Yeah, I don't know. I got to think about that a little bit. But I'm getting there.
So
September 6th, it starts.
September 6th.
The diet starts.
That's not opening night.
No, that's two nights
before. Two nights
before. Yeah.
Oh, that's the day after Labor Day, right?
Right.
God,
right.
Can you believe we're almost there?
Yeah.
We're almost at football.
Can't wait.
World changes when football comes.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Less stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Less stupid stuff,
right.
More football.
Right. But you know what I got to say? It's been a really fun summer of stupid
I
stuff,
I completely
hasn't it?
Agree. I have had a blast this summer at this radius. The Mandy's were fun. The softball game was fun. Yeah, we did really. No, sunglasses.
Don't look at him directly in the eyes.
Shidano's
yes.
here.
Shidano's here. You should all stand. All please rise.
Look at him.
Shidano's back.
Wow.
Shidano steps right in.
Yeah. Look
Mason,
at.
Mason, I actually have a question for you.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Right out of the gate. Which
it's good
one
time
is,
for this. Yeah, the okay. one with the red light.
So I'm on vacation.
Yes.
And I noticed something on Instagram. You posted something on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody asked you about like wanting to be verified, and you responded to them. Do you want your phone to get hacked?
Why would respond? First of all, I thought it might have been somebody very nice trying to help me to get verified. I said was, how do I do it?
And then he said, DM him.
And I didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was worried.
You're saying if I DM him, he's going to hack into my Instagram?
He's going to send you a link or something. You're going to click on it, and then that's it. Your phone's gone.
I won't get sucked.
All your crypto's gone. Your phone, your bank, it's gone.
Are you verified on Instagram?
Yes.
How?
The company told him, George.
Well, I work for the company. Why doesn't the company do it?
I don't know. The social
media. Call the company. Are you verified on Instagram?
I'm not.
See?
I don't want to be.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like it's a thing that everybody wants, so I don't.
Are you verified on Twitter? You're verified on Twitter.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be verified on Instagram. Yeah, screw Instagram.
Do
I
ask
don't.
The guy how you can, do, how no. you can become verified.
I've decided I'm going to be like regular guy, man of the people.
Venice
I don't care. I don't care if I got a blue check mark or not. I don't need that to validate my life.
You said that for years with Twitter, and then you got the blue check.
Right, and then you... Yeah, but you're literally asking people how to get verified.
Yeah, no, I'm
curious. I was worried for you.
So what do you do on your vacation? What does George Sedano do on vacation?
It's a lot of drinking.
Yeah, so
sure.
Let me ask you something. Did you go out of town? Did you go to Miami? What'd you do?
I went three separate trips. We did a Pacific Northwest trip. Never been. Beautiful part of the world.
Like where in the Pacific Northwest?
Oregon coast.
Oh, beautiful.
And then Seattle.
Yeah.
And then we drove to Seattle.
Nice.
With kids, as Andy can attest and Cap can attest, is not easy, but easier than I thought. And then we came back to LA. I tried to come to the dinner, but then my wife got COVID, so I ended up staying home.
Oh.
None of us tested.
Oh, the corporate dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
You weren't
that.
There.
I was
yeah.
on vacation.
That,
right.
was the night, that was the night that Vin Scully died.
That's right.
Yeah. It was the night Vin Scully died. Right.
Right.
And I literally did the show from my house as my three-year-old kept walking into the room, and we just figured we'd make
oh,
it
I
a
heard
bit.
That. I heard some of
I
that.
Which I
loved
yeah. that. That was fun.
And then and he talked to Ireland and Cappy and wasn't interested in anything Cappy had
no,
to say.
No,
like
actually,
voice.
That kid does not like Cappy.
Not at all.
Like my voice.
He was very interested in what how John
old,
had to say.
How old a man is that?
Three.
Three. Yeah, yeah, that man does not like you.
Yeah. Immediately, we noticed
he was like, I can't stand that guy's voice.
I don't like his voice.
Well, I literally said, would you do whatever Scott asked him, I said, do you want to do this? He's like, no. But whatever Ireland asked, he was willing to do.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, well, he probably also knows Ireland recommended a great restaurant for him in the South Bay, so that's probably what
he Oh, okay.
Kid loves to eat. But anyway, so wife gets, I took off with the kids. I called, we tested out, like we kept testing for a few days.
Oh, so your wife tested positive and you guys all tested
We were negative.
Negative.
We kept testing negative. And then eventually I said, I don't want to cancel this trip. I don't want to lose money. So I'm just going to take the kids with me since we've tested out of the protocol.
Which trip was it?
To Miami to see my mom.
Oh, okay.
So then we...
you took
I took
germs.
Both children.
You took germs?
No, they were
no,
they
no,
tested,
we tested
negative.
Out.
They
I
tested
understand.
Out.
Oh, okay. But still, you guys were around Kelly, no?
No, she left.
No.
She went, you weren't even by close
a certain,
to her.
By
she
a certain,
went to my in-law's house.
By a certain point, if you have not tested positive, the odds are extremely
no, well,
low.
We called the doctor right. and it said 5 days and you're good. You're in the clear. So my wife immediately, that day, when she had already gone to my in-law's house. They were on vacation.
Yeah.
So she stayed there away from us and we tested out. We flew. She and then when she eventually tested negative, she met us in Miami.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And then I did. From there, I have a buddy who lived, and Cappy will love this, is a horse guy. You were a horse guy.
Yeah, I was. I went to the track last Friday. Cappy picked up the check.
Kentucky. Went to Kentucky.
Really?
Buddy of mine, who I grew up with, is a hotel guy. He's worked in hotels forever. Got his first GM job in Lexington, Kentucky. And he has stayed there for the last 5 or 6 years. And we went there. We did the Bourbon Trail.
Did you go to Churchill Downs where they opened?
We did. And I did a little mint julep while I was there.
Nice.
This is good
nice.
To know, though, because when you have a Kentucky Derby trip planned and you can't find a hotel room, now Sedano's got a Lexington guy.
Sedano's Ooh. Got a guy.
Yeah, I do have a guy.
He got a Lexington
exactly.
guy.
Exactly.
You need a guy like that in Lexington.
Mm-hmm. Now, Cappy, I want to ask you about, did we talk yesterday about the Love Boat controversy?
We did.
Okay. There's a controversy?
Do you know the Love Boat controversy?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, so here's
I need
how
a coffee
it goes
today. I'm tired.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just started.
I know.
It's like you've
I'm
been
like
here,
you.
You've
vacation.
Been here for like 5 minutes.
That's it.
But it's
I'm
hard
tired.
To come back from vacation, yeah. particularly on a Thursday.
Well, I've already done a TV show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
What'd you do?
NBA Today.
I yeah. didn't see it.
I mean, you should have watched.
Yeah, you should have watched.
I was driving.
So,
Andy, do you speak at all anymore, or what happened?
Andy, what's going on? Did yeah. you disappear?
I'm enjoying hearing Sedano back.
Yeah.
I haven't
so
heard Sedano in so long.
I'm going to listen to him all day for the next 3 hours.
Yeah,
I figure
talk.
He got so yeah. much energy.
Yeah. yeah.
Where's Christopher? Christopher, can you get my phone? I left it in your
he's
office.
Like your, he's like your... He's,
I'm like Key
he's,
now.
Right, he's like
he's
little
your
key.
Gopher.
He's Little Key.
I'm the new Key.
Little Key.
He's your manservant.
I'm the new Key.
Oh, yeah. You're the new Key?
You finally won.
He serves me like
you
like
finally
he
won
key.
After the separation.
Oh, I did. God. Yes.
You became
I won the
key.
Divorce eventually.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
For the man. Let's go. Oh, here he comes.
Oh, here
you
he
see?
Comes.
You call
yep.
him. He
yep.
comes. He comes yep. running.
So the Love Boat controversy is that I said to Greg, uh-huh. quietly.
Like
I
not
said,
on the
Greg,
air.
Greg, do
like
me
quiet,
a favor.
Quitting.
Do me a favor. Let's not have the Love Boat thing at the very beginning of our intro to the show. And I said, can he handle this without making it into a big deal?
Yeah.
So he called Chris and said,
oh boy.
Hey, would you mind taking that out? And then Bergman totally unveiled me as the one who was demanding that it be taken out. Mm. And it turns
Why
into
are we
a thing.
It? You're changing the stories here, Mace.
I'm changing the stories for my own purposes.
There was a... There... Thank you, Chris.
Here's your phone, George.
Oh, yeah. Here comes George's phone. Chris brought it.
When I was...
Needs, is Chris too. Excused?
Do you want coffee?
Yeah, yeah, a little coffee would be nice. Yeah.
I'm on it, George.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Before I left on vacation, there was something else you did that you claimed that it wasn't you, but it was you. What did we do?
What did you do, Mace?
It's not always me. Seems sometimes like it's other it people.
I mean, Bergman is laughing over there.
Bergie,
I don't remember
do?
What it was before, but I remember this one.
No, there was, I will remember eventually.
Yeah, but, yeah. No, there was something else, but I, actually, the last
there's
one.
There's always
I
know, something.
But I'm, Laura says I'm the promo. This. Wait a minute, I'm owning this. I'm coming out and saying this is, I didn't want it there.
You didn't want the Love Boat.
No.
Because it's his
you
thing.
Don't, you don't, right, it's his thing. I don't want to borrow his thing.
No, I get it's, it. It's I actually don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I said, if you want to do me doing Love Boat, Love Boat.
Yeah,
put that in. That's
well,
good.
You see, what I said was, we're no longer three-hour shows.
Yeah, that's true.
We're now, just nine.
We're just like one nine-hour show
nine
now.
Hour
right.
show. One nine-hour show.
That's right.
Yeah. It is. So his Love Boat is your Love Boat,
right.
is what he's
we
saying.
Can share
we're
the
all
boat.
The same Love Boat.
We can all have love on the boat.
Well, we all use each other's drops all the time.
Yeah.
You use No Not Really, don't you?
No.
The McVay drop?
No, we don't use that one. Oh, no, not really, actually.
No, not really. Yeah. It's a good drop.
Yeah. I saw you did a live
all
one
purpose.
For you.
Yeah, he did. How
I
about
saw
that?
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
We had a fun time out of Rams camp. Did you see it hit me? Hit the sled?
I did not.
Oh, I hit the sled.
I saw you hit
Cappy,
the sled.
Did you see me
of
hit the sled?
Of course I saw you hit the sled. I like the way you got underneath with leverage.
Yep.
And then lift it, and then really put your hips
did you do
underneath.
Well?
Yeah, I mean, I really used your midsection and your hips.
Really
very
did.
Nice. Very Aaron.
And you didn't hurt
yourself. Aaron Cromer, the offensive lineman, came to me afterwards and said, you have a future.
Really? And you didn't hurt
I don't even know if that's the I've heard that name.
Aaron Cromer.
Who knows?
I think he's on
He might
show.
Be like an assistant to somebody. He might not even be a player.
I saw, actually, on Twitter, Marcellus complimented your form.
He did. I got praise from Marcellus, who I understand.
Where is he these days?
I understand he's on the loose.
Oh.
On the loose.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Free agent, huh?
Marcellus and Sedano in the afternoon.
Hey, sorry, a second. Hold
You're
on
not
a
replacing
second here.
Cappy.
Hold on a second here. Yeah. Wait a second.
Cappy wants to work in the morning anyway.
Cappy, do you want to work in the morning?
You know, I don't know yet. It's going to depend. It's going to depend on how Sedano is when he comes back.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to give Sedano through the end of September.
He's trying to stab Key right in the back.
And then I'm going to try and then I'll make some decisions.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You're trying to wangle into the morning show, our morning show, the Keyshawn
J. Will.
He wants
the Cappy show.
No, I just, listen, I like
I don't
the
know,
afternoons.
I'm just making that up.
But here's the one thing.
Yeah.
George has been gone for so long.
Oh, wow. In a cup.
Now, Christopher Morales brings
has brought coffee.
His coffee.
Thank you, Christopher. Oh, yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. It was very nice of you.
Wow.
You no need, sugar, just black.
He needs his shoes shine, too, Chris.
Speaking of shoes, have you seen Cappy?
No.
Flip-flops.
He's got flip-flops
I wore
suit.
Flip-flops yesterday.
With a suit?
Not with a suit.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
It's weird.
Cappy actually looks like somebody who could be on a Love Boat right now.
Love
it's a very boating outfit.
Absolutely does.
Here's the thing. During the summer, I wear flip-flops every day.
Mm-hmm.
With a suit?
It just gets to the point, George, where I can't wear shoes anymore. Mm. So on a day like today where it's hashtag lit, live imaging Thursday.
Yes.
If Chris is going to come into the studio all schmaltzed up, you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
I like to meet and match what Chris does.
Right.
But as much as I was about to put on some brand new slippers today,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm keeping the flip-flops on. Now, Lindsay tells me that I violated company dress policy.
I wore slides yesterday. Is that really company dress policy?
That's what I hear.
Is there such a thing? Is Lindsay there? Is there a company dress policy that says you're not allowed
you
to wear sandals or slides?
I mean, you could be in real trouble with that.
Look, we work for Disney. Of course there's a dress code.
Really?
No, but is there a specific rule against wearing sandals or slides?
I think there it's like a flip-flop. Not sandals or slides, but flip-flops.
No flip-flops.
Is it an open toe?
I think it's a safety issue when you wear flip-flops.
What so, am I doing? That's so difficult. I'm going to get hurt.
No, if something
Listen,
falls
I don't
and it
make
crushes
the rules.
It's an open toes thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the question in terms of safety.
Yeah. I was worried that everybody was going to complain about
also,
my
Also, you have that weird toe.
Well, right. So my left foot.
Oh, that's
my
right.
Left
it's
foot
got the
is,
weird toe.
No, my left foot is a very
doesn't
nice foot.
Doing its own thing.
Left
yeah.
foot, yeah. very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it right now, Cappy. I wouldn't go that far.
Right foot, though, is disgusting.
Yeah.
By the way. Go ahead. Finish
well,
off.
Right, my point is maybe I get a pedicure while we're on the air this afternoon.
No, no.
Well, we already had your nose hairs
you had
removed.
Your nose
that one
hairs
time.
Removed. You've done all this
so,
stuff.
I've got a source
mm-hmm.
that says the promo, Mason had it pulled, blamed Greg.
I didn't blame Greg. I said I had it pulled.
He says you blamed him, though. This person said you blamed him.
I asked Greg to keep it quiet, and he didn't.
Right.
And then I owned it.
So who's the source?
Bergman.
I mean,
who's
I,
the source?
I can't give you
It's got to be your boy, Chris.
No.
No.
It's not. Who's the source?
I mean,
the
source? Is it Julian?
It's not Julian. Clinton Yates is in there, back there somewhere.
How did this come up remotely? Yeah. I'm minding my business. Yeah. Just sitting back here watching y'all do your thing. Suddenly the Consigliere's name is mentioned before mine on today's program. Unbelievable. What's up, George?
How are you,
Clinton? I'm good. I'm better now.
Is he coming in today?
By the way, how many times would Ireland have pivoted to sports in this 10-minute conversation?
So anyway, George, I didn't even look at the clock. It's been that long.
At least 37
fun.
Times.
Oh, yes. No question. So if you need to know about soccer, Professor Yates has a doctorate in soccer.
I heard.
And he knows.
He's watching La Liga on ESPN Plus.
George, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did you know that all soccer fields did not have to be the same size? Yes,
I did not know that, actually.
You did not know that.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
So when presented with that information, would you think, wow, that's idiotic, no other sport does that? Or would you immediately jump to the one thing that we all do and talk about?
Well, baseball has that.
Thank you, George. Yes. Thank you.
Do you really think that I didn't know that there was different dimensions in baseball fields?
I think that you hadn't thought about them as the same thing because you were looking down on soccer because you don't know much about soccer.
I'm not down.
I like soccer.
You're anti-soccer.
Why would you?
Really?
Why would
the
it
last
be different?
Time you watched the soccer match?
Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Tuesday. I was there. I was at LAFC.
Why would it be different?
Beyond Tuesday.
I watched the World Cup qualifying.
Oh. When was that?
It was a couple of months ago.
George, ask him his reason.
It was in the middle of summer.
Who was playing in the World Cup qualifying?
This is not about me. This is about Sedano being back right now.
who was playing in said World Cup qualifier?
It was USA was playing. They were playing Mexico. USA, they played Honduras. And they played Costa Rica.
You're going to be right.
A little CONCACAF.
Paraguay.
No, but they're all in the CONCACAF. I know a little bit about soccer.
All the guys. Every single guy.
All the guys. You watched all the guys.
Through the guy bracket.
The Guai?
Uruguay, Uruguay.
Said Honduras and Costa Rica. Yes.
So, you know what would be good? Okay, so this is total aside, right?
Go ahead. This. Are you doing it in Ireland?
What's that?
You're going to talk sports?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Cappy.
Where's Ireland, by the way?
I think he's in Idaho.
Listening to this show.
Yeah, he's actually listening.
I'm not kidding.
Complimenting things that he hears along the way.
Ireland definitely rolled his eyes 37 times in the last 2 minutes listening to me.
Come on, guys. Get back on it.
Thin material. So, Cappy, do you really aspire to do a morning show?
No.
You don't?
Not really.
Why did George say it?
No, not really.
Well, we joked one time. I said, because we talked about, we brought, this Marcellus conversation came up once before.
I
said, oh, look. We can do Marcellus and Sedano. And Chris said, wow, you'd let him have his name first? I said, for Marcellus, I would. And then Cappy was like, well, then I'll just go work in the morning. I'm like, you can go have the mornings, bro. I'm never going back to that.
You know what? I got two words for
Cappy, I'll join you in the morning.
Okay. No, hang on a second.
Big CY.
Mason and Cappy in the morning.
Ooh. You would never wake up in the morning.
Oh,
are you fooling?
I did that for 25 years,
And
George.
What was the last time you woke up before 6 a.m.?
At 6. I had a flight a while back where I had to get up that early.
Did you say you're going to Costa Rica next
week? Yeah, going to Costa Rica.
Really?
Yeah, I love Costa Rica.
You were there recently before the pandemic.
This is kind of like our go-to. Yeah. It's great.
How long does it take to get there?
Little hot springs. Little hot springs.
Hot springs, hot river
six
out of the mountain.
From here, huh? Yeah. Now, 6 hours.
Basically same as Hawaii. Yeah.
The flight is 6 hours?
Yeah, flight is 6 hours and direct.
I shouldn't complain about
to
that.
To San Jose.
I drive to Mammoth for 8 hours. I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah, no, and then we go ziplining and whitewater tubing and a bunch of stuff.
And you got hurt one time there. Didn't you? Didn't you have like a concussion?
Yeah.
You get hurt everywhere.
Just a brief concussion.
You fell down some stairs, you told me.
Yeah, that did happen. Well, there was a girl with a margarita and I was trying to get around her and down I went. Mm.
You're not very coordinated.
I'm not.
But
he's good with a sled.
He's good with the sled.
Knows how to get his hips through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, the thing
he's
is
good
just
thruster.
Right. It's just right.
Indeed. Oh my God, this is going completely off the rails, which is beautiful because a lot of times when John's here, he'll be like, okay, that's it, we got to go. And then
we would have talked about Kyrie 4 times already.
So Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
Never. That's the one topic
we did it so we could say we did it.
You got to at least appreciate one thing. What? The NFL always has a flair for drama. Hey, let's have the Broncos start against Russell Wilson and let's have the Broncos start against the Seahawks in Denver. Let's have Deshaun Watson come back
against
in
the Texans.
Houston against the
Texans.
Oh,
no, they definitely picked that.
Well, no, they actually didn't.
You don't think so?
I don't want to say facts here because it's dangerous.
Allegedly.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
At 11 games, if he plays 11 games, you've got to play that much for your contract to vest the next year. So he's playing the maximum number.
No, no, he has to play six games.
He has to play six games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For it to
vest.
So it to vest. Right. Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. Well, also, too, I mean, look, if the NFL
But Cappy's going conspiracy.
No, I get it. I get it.
Because he's Cappy.
Right. I've heard
of it. He doesn't believe in journalism. He believes in sensationalism.
Look, and I am 100% behind Cappy on this. Sensationalism's fun.
It is fun.
That being said, though, if the NFL was going to bother to try to get Watson a bigger suspension, you know, trying to show that they are outraged by his behavior, put off by it, you don't then turn around and try to make his return more dramatic, because that's going to get out.
Now
it's going to get out that you tried to do that.
I nominate Andy for being the first person to bring up a sports take during this.
You did.
No,
though.
You did. I said we talked about it, so we didn't have to talk about it.
And then Cappy, you gave Cappy the in.
Then
Cappy went right through
a
running back.
I'm playing
He went like Nick Chubb right through the line.
Really? By the way, Nick Chubb is the running back you choose?
Well, because we're talking about Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Not Kareem Hunt?
By the way, on your bingo card, we talked about Cleveland, not Lindsay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. So, by the way, you see this kid, this Matt kid?
Let me see.
Yeah, Matt. He's
your hero on your softball team.
Oh, that guy. Yeah,
this kid, good looking
kid.
That kid. Are you gonna smell him too or whatever? Like you did Laura's boyfriend.
The boo.
Yeah.
The boo is making.
Are you gonna call him delicious like you did Laura's boyfriend?
He was like tight end for Arizona State or something.
No. Purdue and San Diego.
Purdue and San Diego.
No, San Diego. San Diego. Not San
Diego. What's up? Good looking.
There's Slugger Matt.
My man.
All right. Take away you, buddy. I've had dinner with Matt. Have you?
You're telling me I've got to go out. Hang on.
Let me smell this guy.
Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. They are proud to sponsor Supercross Talk. We're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next at full strength, Shedano and Cappy for your afternoon drive. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.